If you write in a niche genre, I want to start by saying something nobody in the book marketing world says enough. Your specificity is not the problem. I talk to authors all the time who have convinced themselves that their book is just too niche to market effectively. The readers are out there. They know that. But the advice they keep finding was written for thriller writers and romance authors and self-help books. And none of it maps onto what they actually write. So they either try to apply generic advice that doesn't fit and get frustrated when it doesn't work, or they quietly give up on marketing altogether because it all feels too hard for a book like theirs. I want to challenge that story today because in my experience, and I've spent nearly 20 years working with authors across every genre and subgenre imaginable, niche books don't have a harder time finding readers than mainstream books. They have a different path to finding them. And once you understand what that path actually looks like, the niche stops being the obstacle and starts being the advantage. Here's the first thing I want to reframe for you. When you write for a specific reader, you are not competing with every book on the shelf. You're competing for the attention of one particular kind of reader, a reader who has passion, who searches specifically for books like yours, who, when they find the right book, tells everyone they know about it. That reader is not a needle in a haystack. She's a person with a very clear set of desires, and she's actively looking. Your job isn't to find more people. It's to make sure that when she goes looking, she can find you. The problem with niche marketing isn't the niche. It's applying broad marketing advice to a narrow audience. Generic book marketing advice is built for the widest possible audience. Posting about your writing process, sharing your coffee and your desk, use popular bookish hooks. But if your book is for a specific reader, that approach is going to feel like shouting into a stadium, hoping one person in the back corner happens to hear you. It's inefficient and it's exhausting. It makes you feel like marketing is impossible when really it's just the wrong strategy for what you write. The fix isn't to cast a wider net. It's to go where that specific reader already is. So here's what that actually looks like in practice. Every reader community has gathering places, forums, Facebook groups, subreddits, newsletters, podcasts, specific hashtags, Goodreads shelves. Readers of niche genres are often some of the most tightly knit communities in the book world because they've had to find each other. They've had to seek out the specific kind of book they love because it isn't always front and center at Barnes & Noble, which means they are organized, passionate, and actively recommending to each other. Your first job is to find where that community lives. Not to show up everywhere, to show up there. One well-placed post in the right community will outperform 100 posts on a general platform every single time. The second piece is your messaging, and this is where niche authors often have a hidden advantage that they don't even realize that they have. Because your reader is so specific, you can speak to them with extraordinary precision. You're not trying to write content that appeals to every general reader. You know exactly who your reader is, what she loves, what she's tired of seeing, what she's been searching for and hasn't quite found. Your content can speak to that with a specificity that a mainstream author simply cannot replicate. The author who writes cozy mysteries set in a specific cultural community doesn't need to find every mystery reader. She needs to find the readers who are hungry for exactly that, and those readers exist. They are passionate, and they'll find her instantly if her content speaks their language. The author writing literary fiction that explores grief through a very particular cultural lens doesn't need to compete with every literary fiction author. She needs to find readers who connect deeply with that specific experience. And when she does, her conversion rate will be extraordinary because those readers feel like she wrote that book specifically for them, because she did. Specificity in content mirrors the specificity of the book. And when those two things line up, the right reader doesn't just buy, they become an avid and dedicated fan. Now, I want to address one specific version of this that comes up a lot, and that's the author who writes across multiple genres. If that's you, you've probably worried that you need to choose, that you can't build one audience when your books don't live in the same category. Here's what I found after working with authors across every kind of catalog. Your ideal reader is probably not as genre-specific as you think she is. Readers are not as narrow as we assume. Most readers who love books don't confine themselves to one genre. They follow authors. They come back for how you tell a story, your particular voice, the way you build a world or develop a character, or present an idea. Those things don't change when you shift genres. Your style travels with you. Your perspective travels with you. And the reader who loves those things will follow you across genres because what she's loyal to isn't the category, it's you. I've worked with plenty of authors who write across multiple genres and build their entire platform under one name because the thread connecting everything that they write isn't the genre, it's something deeper. A consistent emotional experience, a particular sensibility, a way of seeing the world that shows up in everything that they create. When you can identify and articulate that thread, your content doesn't have to be about any one book or any one genre. It's about the kind of reader you attract and the kind of experience you consistently deliver. So if you write in multiple genres and you've been stalling on marketing because you're not sure which book to lead with, start there. What's the through line? Not the plot, not the categories, but the feeling a reader gets from anything that you write. That's the beginning of your identifying your core message. And it's broad enough to hold everything you do. Here's the action step I want to leave with you. Instead of asking yourself, how do I reach more readers? Ask yourself, where does my specific reader already gather? And what would make her stop and feel seen when she sees my content? That might take a little bit of research, but it is time well spent. Answer those two questions and you'll have a beginning of a niche marketing strategy that actually works. If you want the full framework, the full ideal reader work, the core messages, and the content system built around all of it, the 90-day book sales system walks you through every piece of that. It works for every genre, including the specific and the niche, because it starts with your reader and builds everything from there. The link is in the description for this episode. And if you want someone to do the research for you, to go into your specific genre, find where your readers are, and build your custom strategy around what they're actually looking for, that's exactly what my social growth sessions are built to do. Every strategy I build starts with deep market research specific to your book and your reader, not a generic template. The link to learn more is also in the description for this episode. Next time, I'm talking about something I hear from almost every author I work with. I just don't have enough time for marketing. And I want to show you why, in most cases, it's not actually a time issue. I'll see you then.